Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
77583.
Thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Troy McGee.
Thank you for that information. Can you verify your address for me, please?
9843 Opal Rock Drive, Rocheron, Texas.
Thank you for that information. I see you have the smartwatch and the mini pods. How can I help you today?
Well, I got this charge on my credit card, and I didn't have any idea what it's for. For $59.95, and it was declined.
That was the full retail price for that smartwatch and the mini pods. When you originally purchased it for $5.95 and $5.95 on the 10th of May, it was only a 14-day free trial. So your trial period has expired and you never called a cancel.
Well, I did not. There was nothing in there about that being a free trial. So where do I send this thing back to? Because I know what I just got. An old stupid old man just got duped.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, sir.
Anybody reads those terms and conditions? That there was nothing in this package that said that this was a free trial. It said you can get these two products for this price, and that's what I did. And now you're trying to charge me again.
Yes, sir, because your trial period has expired. Now, the products are...
Subscribe to any subscription service like that at all. I took the offer that you had that said these products, and I paid for those products, and then you sent them to me, and it was not for a free trial.
Okay, sir. Now the watch, it is a very great product. You're able to keep track of your daily steps. Also monitor your heart rate. I can offer you a 35% discount off that one-time charge.
I need a cancellation number for what I need.
I can also offer you a 50% discount off that one-time charge.
Nope.
I can also offer you a free pair of earbuds.
No, I need a cancellation number. So I can have that for my records, because I did not subscribe to anything.
Okay, sir. Well, we'll need you to return that watch. You have 7 days to return it. And the earbuds, if it's not returned in those 7 days, then they will try to rebill you again.
Well, where do I return them to?
I'm going to provide you with an address. One moment. One moment. Bear with me for one moment.
Okay.
I'm still notating on your account. I'm just placing the hold on your account. Just bear with me.
Okay, and I need you to give me a cancellation number also.
Okay, sir. I will provide you with all that information. Your account will not actually be canceled until the watch is returned. We can't cancel it until after the 7 days. because you have to return it first. So that's why we can't. We only can extend it out 7 days to give you time to return it first.
It's going to be 7 days before you give me the address.
No, sir, I'm giving you the address now. I'm just placing it on a 7-day hold first. One moment.
How about placing it on hold starting Tuesday, because we this is a holiday weekend.
Correct, and I did do that, sir. That's why it's taking me a few minutes, because I'm actually placing it on hold because it's the this weekend is a holiday. Okay. Okay, let me know when you're ready for the address.
I'm ready.
11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C.
Unit C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado, 80239.
That's 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Correct.
Is that Best Choice Products?
Yes, that's where you return it to.
And you can't give me any kind of a cancellation number, or that I have even spoken to you about returning this. I'm just returning this thing with nothing to support that I'm sending it back to you.
Once you send it back, sir, you keep the tracking number, and that's your verification that you did try to ship it back. And once we receive it, we'll go ahead and cancel it, and you can call us and ask for the tracking number then.
Okay, then I'll get this thing back to you start Tuesday, because Mondays are still a holiday.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.